the Og. When you close the door, please. Thank you. Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. We're getting closer to an understanding of what we're living for, yeah? So we're on Resh Nun Hei. The Fun Tzara Agra. According to the Tzara, so will be the reward, yeah? So we said, this comes in for the back of understanding that we're living for Tchias HaMaisim, we're living for the next world, we're not living for this world. So Adar Rabba, Kach Nimdoinu Rabba Tzeinu, Lufum Tzara Agra, Kekol Shea Tzara Rav Yosef, to the extent that the Tzar is greater, Kekol Shea Kushi V'Yusurim Gedolim Yosef, to the extent that the difficulty and the suffering is greater, the Nisonis are greater, Oh, it's he, it's a sign, it means you're planting a much greater planting. Your investment, your growth in the next world is going to be much greater. But still, there's left over to clarify. Why should it be like that? Why does Hashem want it this way? Why should this be the Fum Tzar Agra? Well, because Chazal said so, and we're tired of thinking too much, so we're just going to accept it. That's one shot.
I don't know if you've learned about this yesterday, but do you not have rewards without suffering now?
No. We're trying to understand the suffering. Yeah, there's rewards. Okay. God benched Lulav, or God put on tefillin without any suffering, he gets enormous reward. No, we're not looking for
suffering. We're saying the suffering guarantees reward.
The suffering is not a guarantee, that the suffering is a sign that you're building a very big reward. Okay. So why does there have to be some suffering? That's not the only way.
But you can't have a reward without suffering.
Yeah, we don't say that's the only way.
Okay.
No.
Sorry,
don't
put ourselves in situations that
are going to
be...
Yeah, you're allowed to. It's awesome. Right. It's awesome. Today, the Shomer Esau Ezen, Nishtamash B'Moshe Labo, in order to break the ears, in order to just try and hear something that's very hard for us to hear, let's use the following marshal. Chayin ha-barayim hazeh mushulim la-adam she-biyodeh munach tapuach. This world is like a person who is walking around with a tapuach, apple in his head. Shteim shiriyot omedes lefonov. He has two choices. Le-echol etz ha-tapuach. You can eat the apple, yeah? He can get a momentary pleasure and benefit. I'm not saying an apple's bad for you. I'm not talking about tapo chips that has no benefit other than just the immediate taste. Apple has vitamins and all sorts of healthy things lurking in there. Or the chalufin, litnazem achilas hatapuach, or he can hold himself back and restrain himself from eating the apple. The tomano serva adama, planted in the ground. The chakat ad shiirkiv yitzmach ilon shalem. He can wait for this thing to rot and whatever, and grow a whole new tree. V'kach yev yod ameyaz tapuchim, and he can have thousands of amounts of apples. Why can't he eat the apple and just plant the seed? Yeah, okay. So that's why it's a moshel. Moshel, you're right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you're concussed than a marshal. The marshal's there just to help you understand the concept a little bit. The shuvah medes b'yada habreira. Ha'im kachet et tatapuchim. Rimkor to la'sig avur kesef. Maybe you can take the apple and sell it. And with that money, she yispuk lo ha'no chalufes. Or lachzor et tuh gam oise b'kako. Maybe you can take it and plant it. Kutzatzom ikach yitzmoch ilonis rabim shol tapuchim v'kach. V'kach ad ein kesef. If this is the Rishon or whatever kasha, why bring the first example to bring the second? So you have a kasha on the first, not on the second. But since it's not a Rishon, and since these are really taken from sharing that were given, and sort of redacted, yeah, I'm not going to ask too many sort of Rishonim dikka kashas. He never wrote the Sefer, the Sefer were taken from the tapes. So we're not going to ask kashas. But in Achinami, the Moshel gets us to understand. You can have the immediate benefit and pleasure from this thing, or you can invest it for a long-term benefit. I mean, that's the chase following us all the time. Do we behave like children or like adults? The child takes the immediate gratification and ignores the long-term benefit. An adult pushes aside the immediate gratification for the long-term benefit. That's the difference between a child and an adult. That's called hilchus maturity. Anyway, that's the reason why there's a principle in the world called the fumtsara agra. Maybe the better sort of definition of it would be is investment. What's an investment? You put aside the immediate use of something in order to grow it bigger later on, so you get a bigger benefit later. And that's really what's going on. That's what's lurking in the concept of the fum tsara agra. To the extent that you invest and you let it sit longer, you get more interest. In the days of our lives, we're really busy with a thing called natia, planting. With the goal of trying to produce fruit in the next world. Every investment for the next world, which means some sort of giving up some momentary pleasure, with the hope of getting something much bigger later. We're not about giving up every pleasure. First of all, let's just talk about isurim. Giving up an isur pleasure here in order to get the benefit later. We're not talking about precious here. Let's just get that ahead, okay? We're just isur heta. Precious is another world that's not shaykh right now. Do you have the dark coke or the coke? About as much precious as we can talk about here. The dark coke is more geschmack, but the coke is more geschmack. But I want to be around at my kids' bar mitzvah, and the doctor told me I've got to lose weight. So fine, I'll have a little bit less pleasure, and I'll drink the dark coke. Yeah, that's what we need. Vina, in the moshul, hatapuchim harevek mugbal. In the moshul, another cash on the moshul. The profit from the apple is finite. You're right, there's an enormous amount of apples that could grow out of this tree. But they're always going to be far out. The Yasimika, who ain't Vada, and also there's no Vadois. Plenty of people plant apple trees and they don't grow. Yeah, a lot of things could happen. You could have bugs and who knows what could come out of there. There's a big sophic. Who knows what's going to be, with the planting. But what we're planting is eternity. There's no limitations. Because in Ishkaya, so the more you invest, first of all, it's infinite, and second of all, it's 100% guaranteed. 100% guaranteed from the created universe. There's no status at all. If you're having status, good, you've got to own those. That's where the work is. But we know we're going to Elam HaNetzach, and Netzach means eternity. So there's no small investments there. Everything you build here for the next world is you're building eternity. That's big. The Yaitim Mikach, more than that, the Marshal, Hamovel Eel, that you brought above, Adam Ashkia No, the Gir Shelachidat Tapuch Echad, the Kabul Kotetzah Mikach Revach Mesuyam. In the Hanor aspect, a person eats an apple, he gets a certain pleasure from it, right? There's so much pleasure in an apple, right? Im Ashkia Pishtai, if he would invest two, Yerechavav Pishnai, if he plants two apples, he'll get two apple trees. The Kena Loa Derechze, and so two Vaita. Three apples, he'll get three apple trees. How many apples will he get? Three times the amount he'll get from one apple, more or less, yeah? Because Yadavo Eser Anu Manichim Vo'ezvim Kedei La'Soses Ratzon Hashem, everything that we leave alone and don't get involved in order to do the Ratzon Hashem, who got a Yosef Akasha Yosef, the more bigger it is and the more difficult it is, so it's like a compound interest greatness. And therefore the profits are infinitely greater. That's what Chazal mean when they say lefum tzara agra. To the extent that the investment is greater, we're talking about the revochim in Olam HaNetzach, Sherechobov Einum Nitanim Klal Lemedida, where the prophets have no way of being measured, because they're infinite. So it's quite a nice marshal, but the marshal is inaccurate. And from that we're able to see what it means, the from tsara agra. What is the tsar? It's the ability to give up a momentary pleasure for a long-term benefit. That's the principle behind the concept of the from agra tsar.
So it's not a pleasure, it's a sacrifice.
I'm not using the word sacrifice. It's a momentary vitur. No, it's a vitur. It's an investment. What's an investment? You're right. The correct word is sacrifice. I like the word sacrifice because it means like you're getting nothing back. You're giving up. You're giving up a momentary pleasure for a long-term benefit. Yeah. Then there's a pain in that. There's a stress in that. There's a pain in saying I want to have this chocolate chip cookie because I want the long-term benefit. There's a tie there. There's pain there. Where was there ever a generation that was more zeiche to this than this generation? But the reina niteres efshrut nifle lashkar b'chay netzach. This generation is a very unique opportunity to invest in this eternal world, much more than the previous generations. Nivika day lo ayador kadoreinu shebo kaimus efshrut laniach ulevater kaviyachol avu akol shboch l'mod reinu. It doesn't seem that there was ever a generation who was able to give up and have so many opportunities to give up things for Kodesh Baruch Hu. A guy living in the Pale of Settlement in the early 1900s, late 1800s, what did he have to give up? He was lucky if he had a piece of bread, right? The guy on the other side of the ghetto, his pubs, they weren't that attractive. Yeah, they didn't have plasma screens, you couldn't go watch. He would walk into a Goyish pub, even if he had some gates on it, to go in there, he'd get killed. There's not big incentives to what was there to give up? What was there to be mavater on? You want to get two slices of bread, so I only ate one? What was there to give up on? Today? Today you don't have to generate any energy. If you wanted to be a Rebbe Akiva Eger, you know how much energy you had to generate? There was nothing to give up. You had to produce positive energy. Today you know how much energy you produce just by saying no? You don't have to actually produce anything, you just have to sumera. It's much easier to me sumera than I said type. You're gonna generate energy? You're gonna build kedusha by learning 18 hours straight a day when you haven't eaten? We have a fast, we take off half a day. I mean, we only learn half a day. We daven mincha 12. Yeah? How you gonna generate energy today? We're such a shvachdor. Oh, that's your opportunity. עד לפני 10 or 20 שנה גם יודיע שחס ונכנסת בו רוח שטוס ולא תחז לצייץ ולהיינס מן העולם יריד 20 years ago I would say more than that, but okay, and he got some mashugas in his head and he wanted to go out there and enjoy the world a bit, right? How you die mobile? How could he? There was limitations. לא בקלות תראה איך להשתתף ופיסוי העולם. It's not that easy, to take your kippah and your tzitzis and your hat and go off and get involved in the mud of the world. גם יש בעל אמצעים, לא אלא אלא מהגודל, מה להציע לו באופן בלתי מוגבל. The world didn't have that big, world didn't have that much infinite stuff to provide him with. לא כן בימינו. Not in our times. ולחיכת kafto al machshev with one push of a button on your computer, and you don't even have a computer today, you can do it on one of these little things here. Nitein lehitchabe lekol hazuhuma v'harefesh hamatzui bo'ilam. You can connect to all the tumah and the shmutz of the world. Kol echad yechel lahan eschat gilim mishol habidud ha'ilami hamoitze b'shefer b'kalos b'internet. Today a person can connect to all the entertainment and the culture of the whole world out there. Yeah? In the comfort of his salon. Ain't tzarich listovev b'mavois afeilim or b'rchovos metunofim. You don't have to go walking around the streets and being embarrassed when you get caught or whatever. You don't have to go anywhere. Shuv ain't tzarich litchabe o la'otos alponov masua. Adam Yeshev b'chadrei ha'prati b'beisei mul ha'masach v'kolo elem nosim. He sits in the privacy of his home and he has the whole world at his fingertips. He has the whole world in the palm of his hands. The Pinkus one said many years ago. Philemon told me when Pinkus once said to him, he had a cell phone. You know what the cell phone, you know, the, it's not the brick. He said to an Israeli, he said, you don't understand, because you're Israeli. He said, but I'm an American, I understand. He said, you see this? This is going to destroy the whole of Klal Yisrael. Don't know what he's talking about. Didn't know what he was talking about. What are you talking about? It's a phone. It's a phone, the size of a brick. Who's going to, where are they going to destroy Klal Yisrael? Look around. Everybody has to withstand the test on his oath. Rakuva Kodesh Baruch Hu Yehidi Ma Be'emer Su'ayse. Only him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu really know what he's doing. Lo Pa Moita Adam Es Atmei Shavu. Person often finds himself like broken, but low. Meduch Doch V'Shorei V'Atzvus. He's a little bit depressed and he's very upset, whatever, he couldn't work out Tosfos. The Gemara's not going so well, his wife screamed at him, whatever. The bank manager's not so happy with him. Ashehi Yodaya Kiyadua. Ashehi Kiyadua Im Ko Chatas. Know what it means? Ashehi Kiyadua. Oh, Im Ko Chatas. That's the mother of all sins. Person feeling a little bit depressed, he gives up hope a little bit. Whatever, yeah? How does that work? How does that work? Just to stop you for a second, very important to watch this. When a person gets sad and a bit broken, what does he think? He pots himself for responsibility. That's the benefit of being sad. Oh, who cares? I'm so unimportant anyway. What do you think Hashem cares what I do? So what does that do? It basically pots you from responsibility. So now the whole world's open. But the chitz kafta acha so yechala fig es ha sha'imon. With one plug of the button, he can fill up all this emptiness and sadness and whatever that he's feeling, yeah? I'm entitled. I'm working hard. I'm very tired. I'm entitled to a little bit of entertainment. You know, pick me up a little bit. Very, very quickly, he's in the mikveh, the 40 saw of the mikveh of all the schmutz and the tumah and the entertainment and the culture of that world out there. Mina groin ba'ayla. Ta'ini shudah. His mum is wallowing in the depths of deprivation and no one knows. No one knows. L'chein imi tzliach la'aymad b'nisoyin. Therefore, if he's able to not push that button, or not have it in the first place, Yele ben chayel v'yenetzach v'yomelchoma chazokah. And he's a soldier, and he fights against this terrible war. Harei hu mevater, he's mevater. Hu ein enaito ta'anugim rabim shemesapek ha'ilam hazeh, v'havitu hi avu chay netzach, avu chay netzach, what does he do? He's mevater, he says, I'm not going to have this instant gratification, I'm going to focus on the next war, and I'm not going to slip into this mud. V'kach hu naito misparav yoseh, Shalzroim, he plants many, many, many more seeds. Ubehetem lakach yiskal arayv tvoif by Ramabai. There's a wrong to that. He's awarding Ramabai is humongous. Havoimet, sha'af im anu chayim v'dor yosom. I mean, even if we're living in a very schwach generation, and it's very hard to generate any energy, who's learning 16 hours a day today? If someone were trying to learn 16 hours a day today, it would damage it. Promise you now. If you're trying to learn 16 hours a day, check out who's your coach. It's your Yetzer Hara, 100%. Yeah? It's not Shaykh. Who's learning 16 hours a day today? Anybody yet try? 14? 12? 10? You try to get 10 hours a day in? 2. So how much energy can you dredge up, you know, with 2 or 4 or 6 hours of learning a day? So this is a door yosem. How are we ever going to bring Mashiach? We're going to see Mashiach when all the previous generations didn't. If we keep Egan, the Vilna Goyen, and the Chofetz Chaim couldn't generate enough Kedusha to bring Mashiach, we going to? Yeah. Yeah. In a very different way. Havarei Meshaafim Anu Chaim B'Dor Yosem. We're living in a very orphan generation. Yorud v'shofel, low and descending. Yachadim zois anushrim b'nisoynes rabim ha'ivim aleinu. Together with us, we're drowning in tests. ואם אנו מצליחים לשמור על טהר עשינו וקדוש עשינו, and every time we מצליח to guard a little bit of קדושה and guard a little bit of הטהרה, כי לליגויני של מלך מלכי המלוכים, we conduct ourselves like the legions of the King of Kings, the chidur ba'oitzeres paz. We zeichet to major storehouses of paz. Paz is a fine, refined, purity. Adam paz. You relate it to the people that own the gas station. A good businessman knows ki kan motsu ker nerchav lahashka betucha. He has a very good business deal. Kol aziv shaltaynu kshefol kan. Every giving up of some lowly pleasure, yeah, and you've got to be very careful. We're not talking about giving up pleasure. If a person thinks he can go through this world giving up pleasures and becoming the guy that doesn't swallow his food, doesn't chew his food, don't get better from the food, you must enjoy your lunch. The things you're allowed to enjoy in this world, enjoy it, because you've got to build yourself up a little bit to get rid of the tumors that you're not allowed to get involved with. Hizor v'hatzmiach peiros rabim la'asod lavo. He's planting enormous amount of equity in the next world. Pasayin ha'matov shokenot, we have to stop. A good businessman knows that you buy cheap and you sell expensive. You buy cheap, yeah. You avoid one little moment of pleasure. You buy cheap. Now you must sell that for the next world.